For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Thursday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Morale is high. At least I think it is. It should be. Went outside, checked the Traeger grills, fired up for tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Meat Friday. Yes. I think it's pulled pork sliders.
All right.
At least that's what I'm thinking. Tyler, the creator, moderator, and chef, has the Traegers fired up, which means I'm fired up as well. And who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Keep saying that to yourself. Watched some baseball last night as the Padres and Dodgers hit a lot of solo home runs. Five. The Dodgers had three solo home runs. First game where a team scored at least three runs, all on solo home runs, since the Tampa Bay Rays game 5 of the 2020 ALCS.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. This is one of those matchups where you go, okay, the Dodgers have dominated the Padres. Padres don't have Fernando Tatis Jr. III. You got to be careful that you let them stay in this, and then all of a sudden they go, wait, we have a chance to knock out the Dodgers after one of the great seasons in Dodger history. And, you know, Trey Turner had the error, and that, why is it whenever you have an error, it feels like you look at your glove? like you're going to blame it on the glove. Do you think the glove's going, don't look at me? You know? Hey, I did my job. You didn't do your job. But Trey Turner had the error, and that opened the door, and the Padres picked up the win to even that series at a game apiece. Also, I was wondering about this. Now, some of the players get upset when you upset their rhythm, their routine, what they wear, including their hats. Because during the playoffs, you got to get new hats because there is a World Series or a playoff logo on there. Go back to John Wetland. Remember John Wetland's hat? I mean, it looked like it had been roughed up on purpose. Or you threw that one in the garbage. Like, you're not going to wear that hat. And then you're like, no, that's my hat. That's my gamer there. When did we start putting the playoff or World Series logo on uniforms or the side of the hat? Marvin?
So, actually, it started on the uniform. They had the side patches on their sleeves. Maybe like the 87 World Series it started. with the Twins and the Cardinals, I think.
Okay.
Funny enough, the World Series patch started in 96, and John Wetland has the logo around that dirty, nasty, dingy hat of his. So they put the patch on that same hat.
And oh, they allowed them to do that because now you get a new hat when it comes to postseason time.
Correct.
Yes, Paul.
I found a couple different stories about this. Players didn't like it because they stuck with a hat. You know, baseball players, superstitions, don't mess with a streak. Some of the players asked for their hats back in the day to have the playoff patch attached. Most of the players just take the fresh hat and wear it. But I guess some players in the back of the day had problems with that. But now more often than not, it's you just take the new hat.
I can understand that, where you put on, like you break in a hat, you break in a glove, you have your bat. Remember Vlad Guerrero's helmet? He had the pine tar covered up the logo on the front of his helmet because he would have it caked onto his hands or bat, and then he would adjust his helmet, and then you just had this large dark spot there on his batting helmet. But I was wondering if when that started, and how do the players feel when you get a new hat? Because anytime you get a new hat, you want it to kind of fit, you know, mess with it a little bit there. Yes, Todd?
And on top of that, all the superstitions that go on in sports, especially a sport like baseball, if you've got a good streak going or you're playing well, you want to keep everything, including your cap, as they are.
Yeah. One of college football's most storied rivalries, it's Stanford and Notre Dame. Old foes collide primetime Saturday, 7:30 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. Poll question for the final hour. By the way, Chris Collinsworth will be on the call. Eagles, Cowboys, will Dak play? And if he does, is the offense any different after what happened with Cooper Rush? All right, Seton, poll question, final hour.
You have to choose one of these quarterbacks to start your franchise.
Have to.
You have to. Yes.
I'll take Cooper Rush.
Justin Fields, Carson Wentz.
I'll take Justin Fields.
Yeah, that's 81% of the audience have Justin Fields now.
Yeah. I've seen what Carson Wentz can do. I don't think he's going to replicate that. I haven't seen what Justin Fields can do, and I'm hopeful that there is more to that. And it would help if they had a few more weapons. By the way, the gambling podcast, Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble, new episode drops later today with Bad Larry, also Shay and Irving, and Dylan the graphics guy. And the Running Smoke podcast I told you about, we just started this. It's about Derek White, first ever indigenous person racing in NASCAR. That's interesting enough. He was arrested in Canada's largest police operation. He was selling tobacco. So getting it in the States, driving it to Canada, then you don't pay taxes on it. And he believes it's his native right. And that's where the story really starts there. So every Wednesday, new episode as he fights for his innocence. It's called Running Smoke. Out wherever you get your podcast. Also, the Marcellus Wiley podcast, the former NFL player. His first episode is with Lil Wayne, and he's got Deion Sanders coming up. He's got quite a few marquee guests there, and it's different. It's about really life obstacles, not necessarily, you know, what you would think would be just, hey, you're a great musician or a great player. It's more about how you got to that point. So really well done. Some new podcasts there, danpatrick.com. Couple of phone calls in here. Tom in North Carolina. Hi, Tom. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Tom.
I love you guys. Love the show. Love the gambling podcast. I listen to it every week. I know Dylan, I think he's doing his best Scott Farrell impression.
Oh, Scott Farrell.
Yeah.
Yeah, Scott. Yeah, Farrell. Pharrell on the bench.
Check it out.
Check it out. Check it out. And they pour a beer. Check it out. Let's see. What else do we have here? Paul in Ohio. Hi, Paul. What's on your mind today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
First time caller.
Yeah.
Calling from Pandora, Ohio. Calling in regard to your need to have everything in order.
Okay.
I'm one of the same, I guess. To the point where it irritated my son just before he moved out of the house for the last time to set up residence with his new bride. He told my wife, I finally figured out what's wrong with Dad. He actually created an acronym. He said, Dad suffers from HOD, H-O-D, Hyperactive Organizational Disorder. So I think that might be what you have, Dan.
All right. Well, thank you, Paul. I got HAD. HAD? Hyperactive disorder? Yes. Yes.
It makes sense to me that it's not a problem unless it ruins your day. You know what I mean? Like, it's okay if you just, you know, it's like somebody sort of like wisely commented, like, it sounds like Dan's been diagnosed with this rare condition called awareness. But, like, you're just aware of things like that or whatever. And, like, that's okay because you want things to be perfect. But if it ruins your day, now it's an issue.
Yeah, I don't think this is called awareness. No. Jerks.
Yeah, a bunch of jerks.
Yeah. It's hyper-awareness. And then, you know, you have the desire to change what you see when you're aware of things. That you need to change things. You need to adjust things. You need to touch things. And I've had this all my life, where it's got to be in order. Do you realize that I had a class in penmanship, and the teacher put a garbage can right by my desk because I could not write my name perfect enough, and then I would crumple up the paper and put it in the garbage can. I never finished a handwriting cursive assignment because I couldn't write it perfect enough. And she put a garbage can right by my desk, and I would start, and I just would throw it away. I don't think that's awareness. It seems like it's a little more serious than that. But I obviously don't look for perfection because look at what I have across.
There you go.
look at what I'm looking at
we
today.
We debunked the theory.
Yes, I did.
Got to settle sometimes.
Theory debunking.
I don't think that's very funny.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. True. True.
You are perfect, Dan, until you put your stinking hands and you've messed us all up.
I do not touch you guys. I do not. No, I don't. Lewis in California. Hi, Lewis. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Dan and Danettes. Weighing in at a buttery soft 270 and 5'9".
Soft.
Hey, I got a merchandise suggestion based on and inspired by Eric in Tampa Bay. Kind of wondering if we can get the design team going on maybe a rally towel for him. I kind of looked it up. I looked it up and I've been kind of doing some R&D, and I think maybe Tampa Bay holds the rights to the rally towel that reads, "You can't write this stuff up. Fire the cannons."
All right. Thank you, Lewis. Eric in Tampa made quite an appearance yesterday. We're not sure exactly what was going on, but I know social media was helping us try to understand what was going on with Eric when he called in. He was very excited to call in. Seton, you were reading the comments yesterday, weren't you, on Eric in Tampa?
Oh, yeah. It was unbelievable, the amount of comments that we got on it. And trying to figure out if he was by himself or not. That is really the main thing.
Yeah.
There was even a conspiracy theory that he did that on purpose as part of something that he enjoys.
Oh. So he calls into shows?
Like it was a fetish kind of thing. Yeah.
You know what really turns me on?
I tried to not go too deep into that rabbit hole, though.
First time?
Yeah. Long time. Oh.
I just want to know if Eric is listening today.
Yeah.
I'm glad he didn't FaceTime us.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, it's a Zoom.
And his favorite song, Come On, Eileen.
Whoa. Holy smokes.
Holy smokes, he said.
By the way, Mike McDaniel, the Dolphins head coach, is really getting his team motivated. He is a disciplinarian. He's taking control of the Dolphins. Here is Mike McDaniel, the Dolphins head coach, and what he did to his team.
Tyreek and the captains decided that, you know, they wanted to take a step forward with all of their opponent prep with regard to the team and their preparation with our game plans in general. So he made the move to take the ping pong tables out of the locker room. That, to me, is leadership. To me, leadership is acting, not talking. There's a bunch of different examples from those guys, and that's why they're captains, and that's why I rely on them, because it's about solving problems, not complaining about them. And they collectively, as a group of players, wanted more time investment during the week on their jobs for Sunday.
How serious is he? He could have been talking about Tua. You know, that's what leaders do. They act, they don't talk, and we've taken the ping pong table out of the locker room. Why was it in there in the first place? It's a locker room. How about you put it in a different part of the building? Yes, Todd.
But they left the Papa shot in the foosball, so I don't understand why that. And there was like a knock hockey set in the corner. It's so bizarre. Got to take all of that out.
You're right,
you
but they
pick
didn't.
And choose.
I know. Hey, they only took out the ping pong table because that is. Wasn't there a team that did they get into a fight when there was a ping pong match going on? For some reason, I remember ping pong was at the root of a problem for a team. But I don't remember who that was who told us about it. Was there a fight that went on? Got anything there, Paul?
I remember us talking about that years ago. Like there was an incident in the locker room. We got a fight over ping pong. Do you think if like the Dolphins ever win the Super Bowl, you know, they'll do a 30 for 30 and the opening shot will be the ping pong table being rolled out. That'll be like the inciting incident. Once the ping pong table is gone.
Yeah.
Full speed ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. He means business. Do you have something, Seton?
There's this play that keeps sticking out in my head
with the Dolphins. I know.
And it just, I'm no like expert on football or anything, right? But there just seems to be a certain amount of common sense.
But you have an awareness.
Not hyper aware.
No, just not aware. You're aware. And this is after Tua and Jacoby Brissett both got injured.
They're both knocked,
or Teddy Bridgewater.
Teddy Bridgewater. They're both knocked out of the game. They're on their third string quarterback, like their practice backup.
Skylar Thompson.
Their only healthy quarterback that's currently at the field.
And he hadn't been in an NFL regular season game before.
So if he gets hurt, they have no other options.
Marino or Chad Pennington comes
right,
in.
Right.
Okay.
And at some point, the Dolphins decide to run a reverse. And the lead blocker out on the play is ...
Skylar Thompson.
Skylar Thompson. What the hell?
But nobody would think that they don't have any more quarterback.
What kind of play call is that? Why are you sending that kid out there to be this sacrificial lamb to get destroyed so Tyreek Hill can pick up 7 yards or whatever? It's just mind-boggling to me. It's like that. Whoever called that play should be fired on the spot. If your ownership be like, dude, get out of here. Take your headset off. And good luck.
This has been bothering Seton for a few days.
It's crazy. It's like how the players are just treated like cattle and they're just sent out there to be slaughtered. This kid has no idea what he's doing. But no, go ahead and get out there and start blocking people.
Yes, Paulie.
This is the onion bagel of NFL play calls for Seton O'Connor.
I mean, am I crazy or?
Cedric Wilson Jr. III is the Dolphins' emergency quarterback. He also never played in the league as far as a quarterback.
Yes. So you're down to one quarterback, and then you're going to have him out there blocking.
Yeah, let's get him out there. Yeah, send him out there.
All right, let me take a break here. Chris Collinsworth will join us. Does he expect Dak to play? And if he does, is the Cowboys' offense look different? Does it look the same under Cooper Rush? We'll talk to Chris. He'll join us coming up next year on the Dan Patrick Show. Well, another data breach to tell you about. And I know I'm always telling you about this, but I'm always telling you about the solution. That's LifeLock by Norton. So there was a data breach with American Airlines. You know, there's undisclosed numbers of customers with their phone numbers, passport, driver's license, medical information, and that data, there was a data breach. LifeLock by Norton can help you understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. People will take out loans in your name. Commit crimes by thieves pretending to be you. You will have a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist who will work to fix it if you become a victim. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but it's easy to help protect what is yours with LifeLock. Join now. Save up to 25%. That'll be on your first year. Promo code Patrick, 1-800-LIFELOCK. Go to LifeLock.com. Promo code Patrick for 25% off. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a story we covered recently. Two fishermen accused of stuffing fish with lead weights in an attempt to win thousands of dollars in a fishing tournament in Ohio, indicted yesterday. Indicted on charges of attempted grand theft and other counts. Jacob Runyon and Chase Kaminsky were indicted in Cleveland on felony charges of cheating, attempted grand theft, possessing criminal tools, misdemeanor charges of unlawfully owning wild animals. They're due to be arraigned at the end of this month. Here's another thing I thought of. When you think of punishments here, Devontae Adams is being charged with a misdemeanor assault. So that's the lightest that, you know, can happen in a situation where he pushed the cameraman or the technical person. I don't think he was a cameraman, but a technical person on the sidelines as he left the game the other night. Draymond Green is going to be fined but not suspended for knocking out his teammate. So this during practice, he knocks out or knocks down Jordan Poole, he's going to get fined, and he did it intentionally. And So, you know, you start to look, and I know it's different, apples to oranges here, but just Davante Adams pushed a technical person, and he's up on, misdemeanor assault charges. Yes, Pauline.
Which of the two parties would have benefited more from helping the other person up and us seeing them help it up? Because with the Draymond Green video, it stops right after he drops pool.
I don't know why, if you're TMZ and you're going to spend this money to get that video from somebody with the Warriors, that you don't have the next minute. Because did Draymond, how did he react after he hit his teammate? Did he go over? Was he disappointed, surprised, sad, embarrassed? Did he try to help him up? If Davante Adams helps up that technical person, it's completely different, I think, that he does check on it. Now, I don't know if there's going to be something settled out of court. Does Davante Adams say, I'll pay for your hospital bills? I don't know how injured he was, but all I know is Jordan Poole got dropped. Did Draymond Green do anything? What did he do after that? I'm really curious about that. And if you're TMZ and you're going to spend whatever you spent, you could have the punch, and then the next day or 2 days after, you could send it out where you go, here is what happened after it. Now I get even more traffic in there. Like, if I'm buying the video, why am I not buying all the video? Is Chris Collinsworth set to join us there? He
sure
is done? Oh, okay. Here's the official introduction. Chris Collinsworth, NBC Sports, joining Mike Tirico. They got the Cowboys and the Eagles this weekend, Sunday Night Football on NBC and Peacock. Chris, thanks for joining us here. What's the dumbest locker room fight you were ever involved in with the Bengals?
Wow, this is a perfect question because it is really insightful. We were at the Super Bowl in 1981 season, 82. We're playing the 49ers. We got stuck in the presidential motorcade going to the game. In Pontiac, there's only one road in and there's one road out. And the president had that road. And everything else on that road was dead stopped. So here are our team buses with this police motorcade trying to get to the stadium. And we're just sitting there like it's a parking lot. We finally get to the stadium. Now, usually you're there 3.5 hours beforehand. You got to get taped. You got to get, dressed and pregame warmups an hour before, right? It's the whole thing. We got to the stadium for the Super Bowl about an hour and 45 minutes before kickoff. And people are losing their minds. And there was a knockdown, drag out fight between two of my teammates over who was going to get taped first. The table went flying over. I was thinking, this is either going to be the greatest start to a Super Bowl, and I'm going to tell this story on every single show that I'm on for the rest of my life, or this is going to be, we're going to go out and be down 20-0 in the first half. We were down 20-0 in the first half. That's exactly what happened.
Have you ever told that story before?
I've told it over a few drinks here and there,
But did the Niners get caught in traffic?
I don't know. They were probably in the presidential motorcade. They had all the superstars over there. Joe Montana and, those guys, Bill Walsh, they knew everybody.
All right, couple things. If you're the Eagles, are you preparing for Dak Prescott Sunday night?
I don't think so. If he shows up, it'll be, we've seen the other of this. We did Cooper Rush's first game that he won in Minnesota. So we were there, and the whole thing was Dak going to play? Was he not going to play? He went out for pregame warm-up. He didn't, and then, they won, and he's on a 5-game win streak now. So I would be surprised at this point to some extent, because nobody likes to kill a win streak anyway. And that was my question going into it. Is an 85% Dak Prescott worth taking Cooper Rush out of the lineup? And I would guess probably no, especially given how Dak got the job, right, from Tony Romo. And he was on an 8-game heater where they had won all those games in a row, and then they didn't take him out. So I think if you have a bonus week and you can get your primary quarterback back 100% healthy and a full week of practice, I would imagine the Cowboys do that.
We know that they have a blueprint here, and it's worked. So there's a little more of a sample size with these five games. They run the football. They play good defense. Now, when Dak comes back, what's the game plan, and does it change?
I think that's a really great question. Because I don't know. I mean, this defense may be that good, right? They may be that good. Wait till you watch them on Sunday night, right? And I'll be working this over pretty good. They fly around the ball. They only play limited numbers of snaps, and they play a ton of defensive linemen. Every single play looks like the start of the 4x100 meter, you know, relay. It does. And they are just smoking around there. When the other team breaks a run, you'll see the far side defensive end who has no chance of getting there turning and sprinting to the ball. I mean sprinting to the ball. So they let them play as long as they can sprint everywhere on the field at all times. And when you've got some of the talent that they have on that football team, you know, obviously starting with Micah Parsons and Lawrence, and this kid Dorrance Armstrong has been playing great for them. They've even got this rookie Sam Williams, who's really he played his best game of the year the other night. So when you have that kind of talent and they're unleashing the hounds, now what does that mean as far as playing the Eagles, though, right? Because the Eagles aren't going to do what Matthew Stafford did, which was sit back in the pocket and take a beating. I mean, that's not who the Eagles are. So they're going to be doing the RPOs. They're going to run a lot. This might be one of those crazy NFL games that both teams run 35 times in this game. So it's you know, don't make a mistake. Don't mess it up. We've got a great running game. And then who can pop a couple of big plays in the passing game probably decides it.
Talking to Chris Collinsworth, Sunday night, it'll be the showdown between the Eagles and the Cowboys. What do you need to see from Jalen Hurts that maybe puts him in that category where he's a MVP candidate? Or are you already there?
I think you need to see him do it in the playoffs. It's like all these guys, okay. You know? I mean, Patrick Mahomes, we saw do it in the playoffs, right? I mean, we've seen, all the –
Josh Allen, Joe Burrow. Yeah.
Yeah. All the guys that got their team there. And, you know, it's significant as well because this Philadelphia Eagles team across the board, like when I was getting ready for the season this year, I just put the two lineups next to each other. And you sort of went, you know, other than Dak probably being better than Jalen at this point in his career in preseason, then, you know, I think the Eagles have a better roster. So there is a certain thing that says, all right, well, how much do we have to pay Jalen, right? And are you going to go to $50 million? You know, I don't know. Mm. Are we going to 40? Are we going to 30? You know, where is it that we're going? Because the next alternative is, do you try and go find another quarterback in the draft? And that mindset I'm starting to hear more and more and more of around the league. That, you know, if you're going to play the read option game, and especially now with all the concussion stuff coming to the fore, are you going to have a couple of those kind of guys? If that's what you want to play and you want to run your quarterback, then, you know, there's just a lot of really interesting financial considerations that go into having a guy that's going to run, you know, and Josh Allen so far has been able to survive because he's so big. Jalen's been fantastic, and he's been throwing it a lot better. And occasionally now you'll see him sit in the pocket, read one out, and make a throw. So I think the growth that he's making throwing the football has been sort of incremental, but has been very much an uphill, you know, an uphill climb that he's actually learning to be the complete quarterback. And then at that point you go, all right, here's your $50 million because he can do everything else.
But I wonder why we don't have a softer landing spot, Chris, for these quarterbacks. Because if Mitchell Trubisky said, I'll take $25 million for 3 years with the Bears, is he still there? We get this next guy up is going to get this amount of money. But, you know, if Baker Mayfield had taken less and said, look, I'll give me $25 million. But the ego gets involved with the quarterback and the agent. Therefore, it's either you get this, you get the bag, or, you know, you get the heave-ho.
Yeah, or you get Tom Brady and he works for about 50% of what he's worth, right?
Yeah.
So it does all come down to that. And I think that as a quarterback, it's really hard to recognize where you fit because the game's evolving. I mean, there's no question about it. Lamar Jackson was an MVP in this league. If Jalen keeps going, who knows what he could end up doing in this league. I mean, they've got three receivers that can really play, and they've been putting up numbers in the passing game. So it's possible that he gets there, but I think as a fan base, we all want to see him do it on a stage like this. Like this is, he did it. He played in the playoffs last year, got beat by Brady. They got behind. They couldn't throw the ball well enough to go make a comeback. Right now you're going to see him in a probably our highest rated game of the year, on Sunday night. And playing the arch rival Dallas Cowboys. And does he rise up? And if they get behind, can he bring them from behind? I mean, it's all the same stuff that they're going to do with any quarterback that's breaking in. Josh Allen was the same way, you know, when he first got there, oh, he's not accurate enough to complete all the passes and he runs too much. And then he's broken through. You know, I think Lamar's broken through and now we'll see whether or not Jalen can.
When's the last time you said something, and as soon as it left your mouth, you went, uh-oh, I'm going to get roughed up on social media?
About, I don't know, 4 or 5 minutes ago, probably.
No, during a game. How often do you go, uh-oh?
Dan, I swear to you, almost every time I've been in trouble, I didn't know it till the next day. You know, because if you knew you were going to be in trouble, you wouldn't have said it. Right? I mean, come on. I mean, as much as you talk every single day,
yeah.
Right? It just, something comes out of your mouth at some point and you go, and then somebody will say, and probably the ones that get me the most are my kids. You know, my kids will have it ready and waiting for me the minute that I check my phone the next time.
Oh.
Like you're trending. And trending is never a good thing. Trending, I've learned, is, you know, the only time I was ever trending that it was a good thing. I would have never in a million years, good or bad. I never know what I'm doing is good or bad. But when in Chicago, when they did the double doink off the upright, and so I'm sitting there and I was like, God, I can't believe the Bears lost on a double doink, and didn't think anything about it. Not a thing. My son, Jack, is in the booth and he's right behind me. He goes, Dad, as soon as the game's over, Dad, you are trending. You're trending. I was like, oh no. What did I say? I had no idea. He goes, no. This time it's a good thing. They like double doink. So I go, I'm trending and it's a good thing. I've never been in this space before. Yeah. This is fantastic. Yeah. So no, it's awful. I mean, I don't even want to recount all the ones because I'm hoping people forgot what I did, what it was that I did.
I'll leave you with this. Give me the one thing that concerns you about the Chiefs, the one thing that concerns you about the Bills, since those two teams meet this weekend.
The Bills are a little thinner in the secondary than I would have liked to have seen when Trey White comes back. We'll see, you know, Micah Hyde. That team was really built from the back forward, although I love what they did to their defensive line. The Kansas City Chiefs, you just wonder, I'm starting to feel it already that everybody's going to have the same plan. We got to take away Travis Kelce. And now as the games get bigger, right? He caught 4 touchdowns, so it sounds stupid, but what do you have, 30 yards in a game, something like that?
25. Yeah.
So, but at some point, come championship time and playoff time, somebody who's really not used to being in that spotlight is going to have to be on the other end of it for Patrick. And, you know, it's just like this we were just talking about with Jalen. We may at the end of this year go, can you believe we were even talking about, could Jalen Hurts take this team over the top? And they went undefeated and destroyed the Miami Dolphins record. But you got to see it. And I think that's the same thing with Kansas City. When you see those receivers make those big plays in the big moments, then, yeah, all right, they got it.
People want to meet you. They want to know what off-ramp you're at right now. Are you at a rest stop?
You know this neighborhood down here. I'm just about to the Kenwood Mall. The couple of phone calls you've had, you heard on there, was my wife who's going, "Where the heck are you?" I was going to attempt to do the show while driving.
Oh no.
And I figured if I died on the Dan Patrick show, I would get a lot of exposure. It'd be great for you. It'd be less good for me. So I decided to pull over.
I die on the Dan Patrick show every day at some point, Chris.
Know the feeling.
Safe travels there. Hope you don't trend on Sunday night.
Man, me too, brother. Me too.
Thank you, Chris. That's Chris Collinsworth, Sunday Night Football. They will bring you with Mike Tirico there. Melissa Stark on the sidelines. It'll be the Eagles and the Cowboys. We'll close up shop. Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow, right after this. Getting things done takes energy, something we have less and less of as we get older. That's why I take M-Drive every morning. Testosterone support for driven guys packed with clinically tested ingredients, supporting healthy T levels and the drive to get things done. You got to put in the work. M-Drive will help you stay motivated, stay energized. And if you're like me, you got to have that energy every single day. You got to bring it. M-Drive testosterone support for driven guys. You can order it online, mdrivedan.com, or you're a tactile person. You like to pick up the package.
Tactile.
Yeah, you like to touch.
Okay.
Yeah, like Todd. Very tactile. M-Drive products, you can find them at Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Vitamin Shop. And you can try, 2-week trial, $5. M-Drive. You can text Dan to 55000, 55000. Claim your exclusive offer. Once again, 2-week trial, text Dan to 55000, $5. Message and data rates may apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
What do you get when you combine a 3-time Manager of the Year and a 3-time National Sports Writer of the Year? It's the Book of Joe podcast. Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions, playoff games, and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we got to give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are going to be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Running a little late. You know, when you run a business, I like to check in on everybody. I went back to check on Dylan and the big German. Just wanted to see if they're doing okay. I mean, that's what a great manager does. I check on morale. Rob, who's a big Jets fan, they got the game against the Packers coming up this weekend. That's all. You just stopping by. Picture Day Ray back there, getting ready for the gambling podcast. Yeah, Paul.
You weren't adjusting photos in the back or anything.
No, I was not.
Are you sure,
Dan? We have tape of everything.
I don't think I was. I don't think I was.
You weren't organizing books.
I don't think I was.
There's this hallway just to the right of me and Todd. And on there, there's just a, I don't know, must be 75 different T-shirts hung up in frames.
Yeah.
I wonder if that, what kind of anxiety that gives you when you walk in there and you're like, oh, is everything in perfect order?
Now we're mocking my condition.
That's kind of what we do here, Dan, is mock conditions. I'm sorry. You're not a...
No, we
do
mock headlines. We don't do mock conditions.
I feel like we've mocked conditions here.
Hmm.
Well, that's all we do. That'd be our show.
What is the condition called for small hands? Is there a condition that Marvin has?
I don't know if it's a condition, because it's not like a fixable thing. You can't go see a therapist.
Smallish digititis, I believe. The Latin.
Yes, Marv.
That's not nice. It's accurate, but it's not nice. The guy said, what did you have? Hyperactive what?
Disorder.
So HAD?
Yeah.
So you've been had?
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Marv.
I think we should get you...
what are you, Fritzy now?
Yeah. Give yourself a little pat on the back.
Just a little
pat. There is no term for small-handed people.
Okay.
The small-handed.
Oh, here's something. There was a goose who was on the field with the Dodgers game last night. And people said, is it a duck or a goose?
The name is Goffage.
It's not Goose Gossage. Okay, the difference between a goose and a duck is what? Let me go with the person who graduated second in his high school class of 600. Todd?
A goose can fly better than a duck, or can fly at all?
Seton?
I don't know. That's a pretty good guess, though.
Marv?
I was going to say fly.
Paulie?
Gender?
A goose is a lot larger than a duck. I think that's it.
Stat of the day.
Stat of the day. See, if you didn't learn anything today, you learned a goose is larger than a duck. And I think that's the big difference between the two. Let's see. Ray in Nashville. Hi, Ray. What an interesting show today. Interesting. Hey, Ray.
Hey, how you doing?
Great, Ray.
Hey, I'm 6'1", 197, and I just had a question. Who do you guys think is going to have the higher point total tonight? You got Seattle, Houston, or Washington, Chicago?
Thank you, Ray. Thank you. I saw this where the ACC commissioner is open to expanding March Madness. Do we need to? I mean, we've got enough teams, it feels like. Also, college football is talking about expanding, and they voted to wait till 2026. Now there's a push, from what I'm told, inside now 2024. Well, of course there is. Because let's say you got a winning lottery ticket. You can cash it in 2026, or you can cash it in 2024. All you have to do is get it organized, and then you can cash your lottery ticket. They don't want to wait till 2026. And maybe, you know, college basketball is going, well, if they're going to expand college football, maybe we expand March Madness and we get to, what, 75 teams. But they're looking at 2024, which would be a year before the contract expires. Let's see. Zach in Seattle. Hi, Zach. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking the call. First time, long time. 6 foot, 170. I've got a question for Todd. Bill Belichick is known for moving off a player a year before they start to decline. Is it possible that the Seattle Seahawks bamboozled the Broncos when they got that Hall of Draft pick?
Wow, that's a fair point. Because they got the better quarterback right now, Geno Smith.
Those are the key words right now. It's been five games. I'm not going to give up on Russell yet, but it has been not a good start.
Okay. Will the Broncos have a winning record this year, Todd?
Ooh, I am hoping they're going to find a way to.
No, that's not how you answer the question.
Yes, I could see them going 9-8 and cleaning things up, and it can't get worse. So they've got to find a way to
fight
it
in the face.
Sure. Like I have any way I could say no to them. Come on, play along, new team player.
No, you can. You can. I mean, you made fun of my condition today.
I did.
Yeah.
Very weakly, I feel they can find a way to win one more game than they lose.
This day in sports history, Paulie?
1951 in Atlanta, Georgia, a football with a rubber covering was used for the first time. Georgia Tech beat Louisiana State.
That'd be a protective football they were practicing.
That's right. Okay. Safe football.
Bloop, bloop. Okay.
Yep. Yep. Magnum. 25-7.
P.I.
Yep. let's see. Oh, long time ago, the Anaheim Angels. They were the Anaheim Angels in 2002, defeated the Minnesota Twins to advance to their first World Series.
Also, Bill Mazeroski led off the bottom of the ninth with a home run, giving the Pirates a win over the Yankees, Game 7 of the World Series. It was 1960. Todd, what did you learn today?
Brett Musburger says Howard Cosell was great at his peak, but later on he became insufferable to be around.
Seton O'Connor.
Ronald Reagan cost the Bengals a Super Bowl.
Marvin?
You're touching stems from childhood.
Whoa.
Paulie?
Traffic beat the Bengals.
We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards. We could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. And that's amazing. Learn more. Discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Enjoy the sports tonight, the games. We'll talk about them tomorrow on a Meet Friday. Talk to you then. One more item as we close out the show. There is no safe like SimpliSafe. We've talked about SimpliSafe for over a decade now. And do you realize in those 10 years, over 4 million people have chosen SimpliSafe home security?
Nah, 4 million.
For over 4 million.
Oh, okay.
To protect their home. And you know what's amazing? I mean, I recommend it, but U.S. News & World Report says SimpliSafe is the best home security in 2022. 24/7 professional monitoring. They will call you a moment a threat is detected. They send the police or first responders. Even if you're not at home, even if you can't be reached, they blanket your home in protection. There's no pushy salespeople, no contracts to sign, no hidden fees. They're with you every second of the day and night, 24/7. Customize the perfect system for your home. It's going to take just a couple of minutes. SimpliSafeDan.com. Go today and claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off with interactive monitoring. SimpliSafeDan.com. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.